Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
George Washington Carver is known primarily for developing over 100 uses of the peanut, thereby thrusting peanut farming into a new level of profitability in America. All of this accomplished by a small, frail African-American who was born a slave. In 1855, Moses Carver, a plantation owner in southwestern Missouri, purchased two slaves, Mary and her infant mulatto son, Jim, for $700. Mary was 13. Mary gave birth to another son, George, who became the famous scientific researcher, George Washington Carver. When George was 3 or 4, he and his mother were kidnapped from the plantation by robbers. George was found in an abandoned cabin, but Mary was never heard from again. Moses Carver and his wife Sarah moved George and his brother Jim into their own home and raised them as their own. George was slight and sickly. He couldn't do the hard outdoor work on the plantation, so instead he helped Susan with domestic chores. When he wasn't busy with housework, he began collecting plant and rock samples, a fascination with nature that was the forerunner to a lifelong scientific discovery. Carver's accomplishments were vast. His talents were wide-ranging. In addition to his genius in science, he played several musical instruments and was an accomplished artist, crafting over 100 paintings in his lifetime.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.